You're listening to Rendezvous with a Writer with Bobby Jean and Jim Bell, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, good evening and welcome to Rendezvous with a Writer. As you might observe, I am not Bobby Jean, nor am I Jim Bell. I'm Tom Swearingen, and I'm pleased to fill in for them. I get to do that every once in a while when they have something else important to do. And right now they're off doing something. Not that this isn't important, but they're off on a little adventure and asking me to fill in. And this is episode 189. Pretty impressive. I want to first of all thanks Alex Dormont and the Hot Texas Swing Band for the theme music for the show, Hot Texas. And speaking of Texas, my guest this week from Amarillo, Texas, is Randy Palmer. Here comes Randy. There's Randy. Good to see you, Randy.
Good to be here.
Yeah. So one of the things that I appreciate when Bobby Jean asked me to fill in is that I get the opportunity to choose my guest. I get to invite whoever I want to be my guest. And I was so pleased when Randy responded to my invitation. I've known Randy for a little while now, a couple, 3 or 4 years. And we met through the Western Music Association. And he said, I'd love to come on and be a guest. So good to see you, Randy.
It's good to be here.
Yeah. Let me tell folks who might not be familiar with you a little bit about you. And some of this is from your website. Some of it is just stuff that I know. Right? Mm-hmm. So Randy Palmer is a folk Americana singer-songwriter who blends the artistry of a painter with the soul of a poet. Born in the high plains of West Texas, he grew up with a do-it-yourself spirit from the family's painting business and channels that desire for beauty into heartfelt songs that reflect life's core truths. Hooked on music since the fourth grade, Randy learned to play guitar from his older brother and began crafting lyrics that delve into themes of frailty, friendship, and family. Influenced by legends such as James Taylor, Michael Martin Murphy, Townes Van Zandt, and Guy Clark, he brings a unique voice and a touch of nostalgia to every performance. A 2025 Western Writers of America Spur Award winner, that's a big deal. Randy also helped pen the International Western Music Association 2025 Song of the Year, Blessed by the West, alongside Sarah Pierce and Meryl Brigante. That's also a big deal. As a solo songwriter and performer, his chart-topping Dance Ponies Dance, we're going to hear a little of that later, continues to introduce new listeners to his voice and vision. And I just saw Randy just recently, a couple of weeks ago, several days ago, you also were a co-write you did with Joel White won a Will Rogers Medallion Award. Is that right?
Yes, that is right. It was a great surprise. I had no idea it was up for consideration. So that was a pleasant day.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on that. So this you got hooked on music in the fourth grade. Where was it that early that you started writing yourself? Yeah.
My best friend at the time was named Berkeley, and Berkeley and I would take anything that was popular on the radio and rewrite the lyrics to it, in a fourth grade fashion, you know, and so we started doing that. And Berkeley's, he had this mentor he was in Catholic school, and this young priest, took us and started publishing our lyrics, or at least we thought he published it. He would Xerox them off or something. And put our names on them, and we were hooked. You know, Berkeley's still writing today, living in San Antonio.
Is that right? in grade school. You were a published songwriter in grade school.
On the St. Mary's campus.
That's terrific. Do you remember any of those songs you wrote back then?
Yeah. Instead of downtown, it was Dino's, which was the local drive-in here in town. And we had Strawberry Pie Forever. you can see they were on a fourth grade level. They really
were. Yeah, that's funny. That's very funny. That sounds like you could have almost turned it into Weird Al Yankovic or something during dirty knockoffs of popular tunes. That's funny.
That was really, really fun.
Yeah. When did you start writing? Not that those weren't serious attempts at songwriting. When did you start writing real songs of your very own?
I remember the first time I ever performed a song. I don't know how many songs I'd written at that time. Was in ninth grade, for a school talent show. Mm-hmm. You know, and I was trying to do double duty on it. There was a girl I really liked, and I wrote a song for her, and she had no idea it was about her. I didn't say anything about her anything, but it didn't work, you know. So, but people seemed to like the song.
Yeah. So it didn't work, which means it wasn't Anne.
No, it wasn't Anne.
Anne being Randy's wife. It wasn't Anne. So something worked later, but it wasn't that song. That's funny. You've got some new stuff that you're working on.
Yes.
I know you have I have sort of an inside ear to the new album you're working on, and one song in particular. Tell us about the album, and then we're gonna hear a little sample of something. That's on
the album's gonna be titled "Dance Ponies Dance," which is that song is I've always envisioned this as that being the theme song, but it's gonna be a collection of 14 songs. And we are on target for like an end of September date for releasing it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's I'm really proud of it. I'm very good. Proud of it. I just spent 2 days in the studio last week doing some re-singing on a few things, and it's just I'm just so proud of the musicians and what my producer Merle Vigante has done with that.
Yeah, terrific. Well, I know two of the songs that are going to be on it. Well, actually, we're going to play one of those. I'm going to ask Sam in the studio back to play a little sample of one of them. But I met Randy, like I said, through the International Western Music Association. And that led to an opportunity to do some co-writing with Randy. And we've written a couple of songs. And and we're on track to do another. We're gonna write another one in a few months here. We're gonna get together and write some more. But one of them that we did was called Cowboy. And why don't we hear a little bit of that song, and then we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit about it.
All dressed up in buckskin, silver turquoise accents. Knee-high leather boots, a 10-gallon hat. He squints into the sunshine. He always looks that way. Is he a legend? Is he mortal? Let history have its say. When I was just a kid, he filled my dreams. And I'd wake up in the morning, ride the mailbox across the street, and I'd whip it to a lather, and I'd hope to get away from the posse on my heels. I could almost hear them say, he might be an outlaw, he might be a saint, he's the flesh and blood expression of these old tales of the West. And freedom runs deep inside his veins. He's the building block of heroes. Cowboy is his name. He rode those dusty deserts the hills, the mountaintops, and he swam the raging rivers, faced winter's killing frost, and nothing could faze him. He stood tall among all men, for those of us just wanting what a cowboy like him.
Yeah, that's fun. That sounds so good, Randy. So tell folks how that came together. How it was that that song put together?
The International Western Music Association puts out a prompt for the song that we're to write to, and there are teams of writers, of a poet and a songwriter, and we all write to the same prompt, and this prompt was crazy things that happened in the West. No, that's not wrong.
It was another song.
Oh, Tales of the Old West.
Yeah, Tales of the Old West. Yeah.
Tales of the Old West. And so in my mind, the way I introduce that song today is when I was a little boy, my dad came home at 6 o'clock, but at 5 o'clock, my mom let us turn the TV on and we watched an hour of old Westerns. It was the Pancho and Cisco and the Lone Ranger and Roy Rogers and all those songs, all those shows, and Sky King. I remember he was one of my favorites. And so that was my golden hour, to have that time to watch every day. And so that's where the line comes. That's from a little boy's point of view, wanting to be a cowboy.
Yeah. Fabulous. Well, do most of your songs come from personal experience or memories or observations?
Many of them. I don't know if I can't give you a percentage or anything, but a whole lot do. And if I haven't lived it, I can certainly dream it up, and make it my own.
Yeah,
that's one of the beauties about being a writer.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought that working on that song with you, and I got to tell people that I contributed a few lines or a few lyrics or some little parts. That the lion's share of that is yours, Randy, and I marvel at gifted songwriters and musicians who can take an idea and not only create a story, but melody and the musical part of it. And you put those together so nicely. It was, I won't say it was easy, but it's a real pleasure to then go, oh, I could maybe add a half a verse to that or contribute to a bridge or a chorus or whatever. And
your parts are important.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. And we get to do it again. In September, I think they're going to give out the prompt, and we'll have two months.
Somewhere around the 1st of September.
We'll
get the prompt.
We'll have a couple of months to work on that, and I look forward to that. Well, before we continue on, I need to thank a sponsor of the show that helps make it possible. And share a little bit about the Blue Cottage Agency. So are you a writer? That's the question. Are you a writer? Well, Rendezvous with a Writer sponsors Blue Cottage Agency and Clicks by Madison are standing by to assist you. And here's a special offer created just for you. Listen to this. Don't go away.
Authors, welcome home. Every author needs a website. A home base for their brand. Professionally showcase your books and brand with a custom website landing page starting at $369. Bluebookshelf.com. It's a great feeling to be home. Contact the Blue Cottage team today to get started.
Yeah, very good. So, Randy, going back to your songwriting process, for you, what comes first, lyrics or melody, or melody or lyrics, or sometimes it's one or sometimes it's the other?
It's usually hand in hand on that. And it almost always starts with a line. And sometimes, people call them different things, hooks, and just a lead line or something like that. But I have to have something to grasp onto that gives me, and usually I respond to that with music, and that begins the process of, for me, it's almost, you know, that old cartoon where you got the good guy and the bad guy on your shoulders. I've got a lyric and I've got a melody on my shoulders, and I'm bouncing back and forth between them, and they're competing at some point level too, you know, mm-hmm. for the attention of myself as a writer. And that's how I work. And it only happens after I've spent maybe an hour or an hour and a half of playing, just playing songs. And then I move into a writing session. And so if I'm going to write that day, I need to plan at least another hour just to play.
Yeah, interesting. Do you tend to write one thing at a time, or do you sometimes have multiple ideas going?
I've had as many as 10 maybe going at once. Right now I'm working with some other writers there's maybe 5 songs up in the air now on that. I haven't written a solo song in probably a month, which is, you know, it's time to do that. I head off to New Mexico tomorrow, and that's my golden hour for writing is when I'm in New Mexico in the mountains.
Now, what makes it that way for you?
My family built a cabin in 1968. My dad, my brothers, and I built it from the ground up, and that's where I go today, and spend as much time as I can in the mountains, and it's just got so many. It's just full of memories and good situations that it makes it very easy to move into that sort of introspective need that I have to kind of explore all those feelings that came from that place. So I've got a whole lot of New Mexico songs.
Yeah, cool. So do you go in with ideas already that you want to continue with, or do you wait till you get there and come up with something out of the air?
Both. I keep a list, like all good songwriters should. I keep a list of ideas that come across you. You know, we're terrible thieves too. We'll hear a conversation in a restaurant and we may be over the writing or we hear a word or a phrase and all of a sudden we're like, ooh, and speaking it into our phone.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you tend to share your work in progress, or do you wait until you're
I share a lot of it with my wife.
Yeah.
You know, I'll pull her in this little room here a lot and ask her what she thinks on that. And I tend to make little home demos and send them off to particularly to my producer, Merle. He's my favorite sounding board, mm-hmm. you know, for songs, because he'll also hear them differently than I even am taking them. And he'll ask the best questions of anybody.
Mm-hmm. What would be a good question that he might ask?
Like I wrote a song not long ago, and he said, your pronouns are confusing me. Oh, you know, yeah, I wasn't saying that because I was so into the story, and I was saying he and she and it and all and they and all these people. And when I stepped back from it, nobody could follow that story until the pronouns agreed. And so that's just a little technical thing that I always do when I finish a song. The pronouns have to agree.
Yeah. So in that case, you were probably too close to it, too deep into mm-hmm. it to have noticed that.
Yeah. But
Merle heard
it. And it was written from a point of view of an observer, you know, and so trying to describe the other people's situations and keeping them separate so in the listener's mind, it is really sometimes a difficult task if you're doing it as an observer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's a good reason to have a third party, whether it's a wife. I'm sure Anne has made good constructive criticism. Has she ever said, give that one up, it's no good?
She said, yeah, you know, I used to have this thing, like it'd get close to a wedding anniversary. And so I'd come in my room and I'd write a song and I'd say, look what I've got you for your anniversary. And in the early in our marriage, it was kind of like, oh, that's so great. And then now it's kind of like, what else you got?
What else you got? And, you know, Walmart's still open if you want to go.
That's right. That's a good start. Where else is this going? Yes, she will tell me the truth. She will say things that lead me to see it clearly. And I don't know, I'm trying to express that in such a way that she has an insight that I don't have as this guy over here. Uh-huh. She has a sensitivity that I don't have.
Yeah. Well, that's great. I appreciate my wife, Carla. She's a great sounding board for me.
Yeah.
The things that I write, and I so appreciate it. Yeah. That's wonderful. How do you know when a song is finished, and are they ever truly finished?
I used to say when they're recorded, they're finished, but you know, I noticed that I'm still rewriting songs that I recorded back 10 years ago, 15 years ago. I'm still making little improvements and tweaks in them. And so I don't know if they're ever finished. You know, maybe when they put me in the ground, then they'll be done.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, I think I can appreciate that the editing, even if just in the delivery or whatever, is maybe continuing to evolve.
And circumstances just in the world we live in change. And it also affects the meaning of things you might have written 8 or 10 years ago, mm-hmm. and that you need to express in a new way.
Right, right. When you're working on a song, is there a stage or a part of songwriting that is most difficult for you, or more difficult for you than say
starting? And one of the best things that I do is I've worked at 4 or 5 different ways to start a song. And some of that is sometimes exercises that I do of maybe just a stream of consciousness writing. And what I'll do is typically go back and write for 20 minutes or 30 minutes. And then I'll go back and circle the adverbs, the adjectives that I use in that. And I'll transfer those to a page, and I'll put down maybe the core theme that because normally I end up centering around something when I'm writing like that. And I'll start to see if maybe I'm trying to tell myself something through all of this, and I'm describing it, how it feels and how the texture of it and all that. And those two things work together to form an idea.
Yeah. That's a fascinating tip. I mean, that's really interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. And one of my favorite things to do with, I teach songwriting too, but for a place here in the Panhandle, the Woody Guthrie Folk Music Center. And one of the things I do with my students is I hand out these trashy old Western romance novels, you know, and most of my students are retired folks and stuff. And I have them read 2 or 3 pages and circle the adjectives and the adverbs and all that and transfer it to a page. And then they begin a song idea through that, which is helping them get in touch with their feelings by borrowing somebody else's. And last time I did that, I handed them out. And when I went to pick them up, my favorite retired barber, he said, "Can I keep that?" He said, "This is getting pretty interesting." So I come up with different ways of doing that. Reading helps me a lot. Different things that I come across, short stories, books, and I can't even tell you how many songs I've written from the book The Worst Hard Times. But about the Dust Bowl, mm-hmm. you know, that book has played a big part of writing over the years for me.
Yeah. Interesting. I had a question right in my mind and it just went away. You mentioned 4 or 5 different ways you might start, and you talked about a couple of them. Is there another one to
pick one word out. Like there's a song called Summer of 65 that I wrote, and it's all written from the word naive. And I started this process by not being able to write that morning and sticking my finger in a dictionary, and it was on the word naive. And so I've started doing that, not always in a dictionary, but an interesting word, just putting it up there. And then, and maybe writing on that word for a while, and I'll find that I'm starting to write a story about it. And that particular song has everything to do with, it went back to 1965 when I was a fifth grader and life began to encroach on my little safe child home world.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, it's fabulous. I think if I'd poked to the word naive, I'd go, well, I got no idea. I'd poke to another one.
You know, it was a great exercise. And that song probably took 6 months to write.
Mm-hmm. Do you talk a little bit about editing? Do you write a gazillion verses and break it down to the half a dozen? Or what's that process for you?
I usually have at least two throwaway verses to every song I write. That I just have, that they just don't stand up to the song. And that's not as much as some of my co-writers I work with.
Yeah.
But I have to have some leeway. And typically the first verse I write of a song, it's very important to me that I want to front end load that first line of a song.
Yeah.
And because I think that's where you get people's attention and you focus them on that. They can make it 4 minutes you can hold them for 15 seconds.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I want to play in just a minute. I'm going to ask Sam to play a piece of Dance Ponies Dance. We mentioned that song before. It's going to be the title of the new album. And I think it's an interesting story about how the song came to be. The inspiration for this song, and then talk about that just for a minute or so, and then I'll ask Sam to play a sample of it.
Okay, this was almost 3 years ago now. Our good friend Jim Jones invited me to a Western songwriters retreat at the top of Mount Taylor in northwestern New Mexico. Mount Taylor is one of the Navajo holy mountains, And he knew a family that had a large ranch on part of the mountain. And so when you got to the ranch, at the gate, they met you and they said, put it in four-wheel drive. And then 2 hours later, we arrived where we were going to be. And so it was very off. It was totally off grid, the whole thing. But one night I was sharing a cabin with Alan Chapman, which I think, Alan, and, we were headed back to where we were going to sleep, and it was about 2 a.m. After we had been writing, playing songs all day, and we were coming along, and all of a sudden the car just felt wrong, and so I stopped the car, and at that moment this wild pony ran in front of our headlights, and then about 15, 20 more followed him right behind it, and then this beautiful stallion came up through the rear, and then the dust was flying, the ground was shaking, and they were going through the trees, and then they were gone, and I looked at Alan and I said, I'm going to write that song,
and so, all right, and you did.
He said if you beat me to it, you know.
Yeah. All right. Let's hear it. Sam, why don't you play a little bit of this Dance Ponies Dance.
Alan and I were driving somewhere past midnight. We were deep into the forest, so I shifted to four-wheel drive. I thought I felt a tremble. I put on the brake, and the silence descended, but we had not long to wait. Out of the mist, way off to stage left, appeared a wild Mustang pony, her withers wet with sweat and hard on her heels. There were maybe 20 more, and they were followed by a stallion. He was taking his ladies home. I said, dance, ponies, dance, magic and moonshine. Prance across the headlights, this old truck of mine. I said, dance, ponies, dance, I'll let your spirit soar. Way up in the mountains of New Mexico,
yeah, that's wonderful, Randy. Yeah. Very, very cool. Well, folks, we're gonna step away just for a minute to tell you about one of the places you can order books from many of the show's guests, authors' books, and you find their books on the Out West Shop affiliate page on bookshop.org. When we come back, we're gonna listen to another of Randy's songs, "Welcome to My Home." Let's listen to this from our sponsor, and then we'll be right back.
Story is everything. Find a great one on Out West Shop's bookshop. Go to outwestshop.com, find books and CDs on the menu, choose Shop Out West on bookshop.org. Browse through featured authors on Rendezvous with a Writer. Explore curated book lists and our featured picks. Add in note cards, calendars, and jigsaw puzzles. One-stop shopping for great gifts. Use the search box to find thousands more titles. Make the switch. Your purchase supports us as independent booksellers. That's our story.
Eighty-six hundred and 36 feet up in New Mexico, down a one-lane dirt track, that's where you'll find me. So welcome to my home. A son and a father we built on this land. When I was 13 years old, using 20 penny nails, all driven by hand. So welcome to my home. You know, if peace is worth seeking, I'm here to say I never found it down a black top road. I need air that is clear and a cool mountain breeze. So welcome to my home.
Yeah, that's beautiful, Randy. And that's about the cabin that you talked about earlier.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about building it with my dad.
Yeah. So when did that song get written?
About 10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
About, you know, look, and it it's probably around 10 years ago. It appeared on the last album, Deeper Water. And, you know, and it's really, there's several songs on that album that, that have to do particularly with things my parents instilled in me. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's definitely one of them. You know, yep. It's wonderful to have a place where you know where every nail came from, you know, Dad made a mistake. We started the cabin before electricity got to us. So we got the opportunity to cut every board and nail every joint.
Wow.
for a 13-year-old boy, there was no better adventure than building that cabin.
Yeah, that's fabulous. Now, it's a beautiful song. And What did your dad think of that song when he heard it?
He got misty-eyed, you know, because I think it was just as special for him as it was for me and for my brother, Rick. It's a precious memory that informs me today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Before we play some other songs that I want to hear, are there songs that you're working on? Well, you said you've got some other songs in the works now, but
yes.
Anything in particular you want to talk about?
There is a song, it's called Riding Out the Storm, and it has to do with driving to New Mexico. But when you leave a little town in New Mexico called Clayton, New Mexico, and you head north across this vast sea of buffalo grass, that just you can just see it runs for miles, and in the farthest distance you see the mountains off there, and there's a dugout, a ruined dugout along the way that I often stop at and just kind of stand inside that dugout and wonder what those people were like. Mm-hmm. And so I've written two songs that are written from that perspective. One of them is called Riding Out the Storm, about a rainstorm that I got caught in there. Mm-hmm. And the other one is called The Land. And I imagine getting them in the morning, open that door, that dugout, and seeing 30 miles of grass.
Cool. So what's the next song we're going to do here in a minute is My Name is Juan. Yeah. I think it's just a really timely, wonderful song. Yeah. Talk about that a little bit, and then I'm going to ask Sam to play a sample.
Well, Juan is I changed the names, but it's about a particular person in my life that I've become really good friends with, and it started off him trying to seek employment with me, and he didn't have a green card at that point. And so part of the process has become going through this process with him kind of vicariously of actually getting a card and doing everything he can to do it right. A really hardworking guy, and today he's not driving. He's afraid. He's pretty much homebound. Because we live in a dangerous time for him.
Yeah. Well, let's hear a little bit of that song.
Yeah. My name is Juan. I'll be traveling on when the harvest is complete. But for now, I toil my hands in the soil, one breath from slavery. I'm up at dawn, I work with the sun out here for refugee. While seeking a place, make the great escape to the land of the free. So take a sigh, admit that I'm alive, someone who meets your needs. Then pay me fair, show me that you care for the family that I've been.
Yeah, that's really heartfelt and timely. That's a really, yeah, really wonderful, wonderful song. I wish we could listen to the rest of it, but we're gonna keep this thing moving. We're running out of time. And before we get too carried away, I want to certainly talk a little bit about writing, but I think people ought to hear a song that you mentioned earlier when you were talking about the co-write we did. You wanted to include this song, and I have no objection to a song that I helped write a little bit called
"Yes,
It's a Crazy Thing." And why don't we hear a little bit of that?
It's a gentle breeze. It's a cool mountain rain. It's a mist into a raindrop that ends with a rainbow flame. It's land that breathes water and makes this meadow bloom. It's a lot like heaven, so I'm telling you, it's a full moon bright. It turns night into day, stirs your soul, and it takes your breath away. It's sage scented air, it's a quaking aspen tree. It's open range and freedom, ought to do about what you please. It's a crazy thing out here, living in the West, where you can touch the stars at night and hold them in your hand. You can pull up the covers, know you're truly blessed. It's a crazy thing out here, I'm living in the West. It's a beauty.
It's a crazy thing.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. You know, I really like that song. I like all the pictures it paints about the what we know as the West, you know, mm-hmm. and it's because I love them. I mean, I love to do that song simply because I get to enjoy it too. Mm-hmm. And it's really fun. And just after the sound went off there, you know, but the band kicks in, you know, and it's just a fun song.
Yeah. And your producer, Merle, he puts a band together, doesn't he?
He brings in. Yes, he does. Yeah. He what a treat that I have to work with this gentleman.
Yeah,
it really is. He's a gifted, wonderful friend too, and so I just count my lucky stars.
Yeah,
that I get to work with people like him.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, that song that you and I wrote received a little recognition back in the day, didn't it? I'd be amiss if I didn't mention that. That little team penning is what they call it. A team of a poet and a songwriter get together and write to a prompt, and then perform the song at the International Western Music Association convention in New Mexico in Albuquerque in November, and you got up and you sang that song, and doggone it, if the judges didn't decide that was the best of the bunch, and what a treat that was. And
it was, I had no idea what to expect out of that, you know, and I really like it, you know. The song, and I like working in that way too, of writing a song to a prompt. That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to whatever the next prompt will be.
Yeah.
Whatever it'll be. I want to hear another song. You suggested that we try to work in deeper waters if we could. And while we still have time, Sam, if you'll play a minute and a half or so of Deeper Waters, we'll talk about that one.
Straight up, 6 a.m., Mountain Standard Time. We were idling at the gate. We were first in the line. I was 13 years old. He was shouting stories about the ones that got away and the ones that are bound for glory. Old Bill Gallagher had a knowing smile when he opened up that gate. He said, $3 for that kid, $6 cause you shame. I see you got a new fishing buddy, I hope you teach him right. Emmy grinned, said, "Hey Bill, we're having fish tonight." He said, "Cast your line into deeper water and leave the past behind. Welcome to the wonder of an ancient love affair between a fish and a fisherman. You got to take it."
Yeah. Every song that you've, every one I've heard that you've written is just wonderful, and that's no exception. Is that song from personal history or imagination or both?
Yes. During that time when we were building the cabin, there was a retired general contractor that would come by. He was a friend of my dad's, and he would come by, and he would gently correct us in the building process of what we needed to do, maybe as far as bracing or those sort of things go. And but ever so often he would drive up and he'd say, "Randy, put that nail belt down, put that hammer away." He goes, "'Cause today you and I are going fishing." And his name was M.B. Allen. And he was a character deluxe. And he would take me fishing with him. And I tell you, I learned a lot from M.B. Allen.
Yeah.
He made me bait the hook with 13 kernels of corn, 3 salmon eggs, 2 marshmallows, and a worm. And he would check it every time. But I never, ever did not catch fish with M.B. Allen. And yeah. So there was a private lake in the valley, and that's where we fished. And that's why Mr. Gallagher was at the gate. And
It was a
13-year-old's dream come true.
Yeah, with all that on the hook, you had no idea whether it was the corn or the egg or the marshmallow
right.
that was
doing
the trick.
I just knew it was moving.
That's fun. All right. Well, we are about 3 minutes from being done here. So people want to hear more of your music. Direct them to your website and wherever else they can find your music.
They can find me on all the streaming services. We're on all of them, Spotify, SoundCloud, whatever that they would use, Apple Music. But for my website, it's randypalmermusic.com. And we would love for people to come there and maybe join our mailing list, catch up on the latest things going on, and maybe catch us in the show in their area when we're in those areas. We do try to keep it updated, but sometimes it can fall a little behind it from times. But they can get music there. They can get all the paraphernalia they want. But mostly they can make a connection, and we would love to pursue a relationship with them.
Yeah. randypalmermusic.com.
Yes. Yes.
And there's probably a link there to Facebook or whatever else you
yes.
might have if
yes.
people needed wanted to follow you that way. Well, that's terrific. And I'll just mention for folks who might be somewhere near Albuquerque in November, Randy will be performing and I'll be performing at the International Western Music Association Convention in Albuquerque in the middle of November. And if anybody's interested in that, they could go to the IWMA website, which is internationalwesternmusic.org, and learn more about the organization, which is open to not just performers, but fans, but also that convention, which is pretty much 3.5 days or 4 days, I guess, of pretty much nonstop music and cowboy poetry. Yeah. And people can check that out if they're interested. And you'd be able to see Randy on stage at least twice that I know of.
Yeah.
Maybe more. So I want to thank Sam Hassan, who's pushing the buttons and the owner and an engineer for LA Talk Radio. I want to thank Randy. I want to thank Bobby Jean and Jim Bell for having me fill in for them. And I want to invite people to listen next week when J.J. Harrigan will share Goodbye Demons for book 3 of his Goodbye series novels. And until next week when Bobby Jean and Jim Bell are back, thank you for tuning in and watching Rendezvous with a Writer. And thank you again, Randy.
Thank you, Tom.